Welcome to the AdTech Forum. Today is episode one of our five-part series on supply, brought to you by Cadence. We're excited to get this episode started. Episode one with our special guest, Erica Lamoureux.
Erica's experience is impressive. Her expertise comes from an impressive background at agency holdcos, MarTech SaaS leadership, and spearheading media across household names like Clorox and currently at Workday. She lives just outside of San Francisco with her daughters and husband, and we're excited to have her on the episode.
Thank you, guys. I'm excited to be here.
So good to have you, Erica. So, Erica, we want to start this off with premium TV. In your role, in your roles, plural, past tense, present tense, what role do SSPs play in the ad tech ecosystem, especially concerning premium TV?
I love this question for me, as it's the one thing that I haven't actually done in my career, having done brand, having done DSP, having done agency. And I hate to say it, but I do think of it as somewhat of a commodity, or I have thought of it as somewhat of a commodity. It's part of that digital ad buying ecosystem with my DSP, with my ad server, and I expect it to work. On the brand side, I expect my agencies to make sure it works. But when I do think about it, I do expect that to be the first step in making sure that I'm getting the high quality content, especially in TV, CTV space, where I have that mix of quality and audience that I'm looking for. And yeah, I think it does become really important, especially because most of us work with a holdco, understanding those relationships that the holdcos have with the various SSPs and how that might impact the inventory that I have access to.
I love how you just brought up quality, because that actually goes to our next question, believe it or not. Quality delivery. So when we think about the ecosystem, when we think about SSPs, when we think about all of the amazing just premium content and just some content that's not as premium, how have content providers addressed the changing needs of advertisers like yourself and publishers by ensuring that there's quality that's being delivered?
Yeah, I think in the early days, the olden days of you and I, Jeremy, it was all about programmatic efficiency, right? It was the promise of hitting the right user in the right moment, wherever they were, independent of where they were, right? How good of space that was and how high quality the placement was. And I think there's been a quick return to the balance of quality with efficiency and getting us to the right CPM. And I think advertisers are on board now that maybe I'm willing to pay a little bit more to get that right impression and ensure that my brand is being seen in the best light possible.
You bring up a great point. I think the industry often confuses ad tech with media and media with ad tech. And I think you nailed it on the head. I think we often look at media from a different lens, where cost needs to be extremely low for the right return on investment. But the reality is that there's a cost to premium media, and paying that money and paying that increased CPM is actually beneficial to your brand because of the quality of the inventory that you're associating with.
And then I always challenge my agencies to prove it, right? If I'm going to pay more for that CPM, then I better have a good measurement plan that helps me understand that impression was worth it.
Could you share some insights into the challenges faced by SSPs in maintaining brand safety standards, while, you know, also maximizing those revenues for publishers?
Yeah, I think the biggest one today is the definition of what is content, right? Where could my ads be, and how do I define that quality? It's not the olden days of three news sites and a couple of big media giants. So much of what is being consumed online today is UGC. It's influencers. And it's subjective in terms of what is good and what is not good and what is safe for my brand. So I think those SSPs that are leaning into understanding content and maybe leveraging AI to help understand like a contextual intelligence piece are going to win that game, because my brand might be safe with a more UGC, with a more influencer-based site or publisher that I'm not aware of, but I don't have the time to comb through and know that myself. I need the publishers, I need the SSPs to help me understand that the quality is good, even if it's not the big website that I might do a direct deal with.
You know, you brought up quality, and I think a very hot topic in the industry right now specifically is transparency and trust. That's obviously been in the media recently with lots of new research that's been released in market. But from where you sit, How do you see trust and transparency when it comes to a supply side platform?
And this is one that's interesting for me to answer, given that I am a few steps removed from that piece of the process. But what I have to go back to is the trust between the agency and the brand, and understanding how my agency has contracted with those various technology partners. I want to know kind of who's making money at each step along the way, knowing that everyone is, right? And that's fine. Everyone needs to exist and make money in their business. I just want to know. So that I, again, am paying the right amount for each impression, even though I know my agency is working with this, you know, DSP, and this DSP has access to these SSPs, and these SSPs work with these partners. How is each of those people along the path getting their paycheck? And then obviously transparency in terms of their inventory sources, and maybe opting for fewer inventory sources. Maybe I don't need as many. Maybe I don't need to have access to everything. I need maybe more niche and specialized partners. So I know when I'm going to this partner or this SSP, this is what I'm getting, and I have confidence in that.
To me, it also seems like you're talking about accountability. If, as a brand, when you're working with an agency, if you're working with a boutique agency or a global holding company, you want accountability and you want transparency into the tech providers that they're choosing.
Absolutely. And yeah, if I'm going with a holdco, it's probably because they have access to really great rates on certain platforms. But I also know that holdcos are trying to earn their paychecks and figure out ways to monetize their business. So just keep me in the loop. I want to know.
From where you sit in the ecosystem, how do you think SSPs should be collaborating differently or better with the brands, with publishers, to address some of the concerns around ad fraud, ad blocking, and making sure that you hit those KPIs that you're looking for?
Yeah, again, this is one of those things that I don't necessarily want to deal with on a day-to-day basis in my brand role, but I want to assume that my agency and the various tech partners that they've engaged are on top of this, right? And so I would challenge them to make sure that the SSP partners are doing their due diligence to protect my brand, especially in a world where one mess up can go viral and it ends a relationship, right? But things like IAB compliance, things like what anti-fraud technology do you have employed? What type of monitoring do you have in place? Just it's hygiene at this point, and it's going to continue to evolve. And I want to make sure that every partner, SSPs and other technology partners that my agency is engaging with, are doing that.
I think that a big part is trust, right? I think this all goes back to transparency and trust. Across the board, you need to select the right SSP partner and the right agency that you want to work with. Sitting where you sit, you shouldn't be concerned about this. So selecting the right partner and market is actually key. That really brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you everyone for joining this series of the EdTech Forum, sponsored by Cadent. We've covered a wide range of topics with our guest, Erica Lamoureux. Stay tuned for future episodes, and please follow us on LinkedIn and YouTube. Thank you, Erica. Thank you, Jeremy. See you all next week.